Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Hermann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Joyner. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Roy Joyner. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The left fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Lavigueto. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Thevenot. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Patton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Smith. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Hal Smith. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. There goes English. The throw from Patton to Vaughn, and English is out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lavigueto misplays the ball. That's an error on Lavigueto. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Patton races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Gerges. The throw to the second, and Gerges is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr takes first base on ball four. Vaughn moves to second. Cookie Lavigueto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavigueto hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Lavigueto reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. Suhr moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Joyner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is walked intentionally. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lavigueto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. English hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wehner. Herman reaches second base with a double. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein is walked intentionally. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to third. Klein moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wehner throws the ball into Vaughn, who tags Kyler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Herman scores. Klein scores. Herman moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Wehner moves to second. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Suhr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herman, who is chasing the ball. Suhr reaches third base with a triple. Wehner scores. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Pirates. Cookie Lavigueto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavigueto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lavigueto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Joyner juggles the ball. That's an error on Joyner. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0-for-1 in the game. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr fields the ball and throws to Smith covering. Safe. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thevenow fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Patton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Joyner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wehner moves to third. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. English moves to second. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lavigetto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. English moves to third. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suhr for the out. Two outs. Cookie Lavigetto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavigetto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lavigetto hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. K. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lavigueto reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Roy Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lavigueto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0-for-2 in the game. Thevenot hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Thevenot reaches second base with a double. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patton hits a fly ball towards right. Herman catches it and throws to second to double up Thevenot. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. English hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3. Cubs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Bill Harris now pitching. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lindstrom. Herman reaches second base with a double. Klein goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-3 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wainer takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-3 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wainer moves to third. Arki Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Wainer scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Cubs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Soor hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kyler, who is chasing the ball. Soor reaches third base with a triple. Vaughn goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 Cubs. Guy Bush now pitching. Cookie Lavigueto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavigueto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lavigueto hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to second. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. English is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Jensen pinch hits for Bill Harris. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Patton moves to second. Pep Young pinch runs for Tom Patton. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-4 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Grace now catching. Wade Hoyt now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Herman is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Klein hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Kyler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kyler. Lindstrom moves to third. Vaughn moves to second. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 triples and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Soor is walked intentionally. Cookie Lavigueto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavigueto is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lavigueto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to home to get Lindstrom. Vaughn moves to third. Soor moves to second. One out. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Thevenot hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Soor moves to third. Lavigueto moves to second. It's Cubs, 6, Pirates, 6. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pie Trainer pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-4 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lindstrom. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-0 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-5 in the game. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wainer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. he's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Herman bunts towards third. Thevenau fields it and throws to first for the out. English moves to second. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lavigueto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. English moves to third. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lavigueto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Soar hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Lavigueto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavigueto is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lavigueto hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thevenau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. Lavigueto moves to second. Two outs. Earl Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace is walked intentionally. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-5 in the game. Grimm bunts towards third. Thevenau fields it and throws to first for the out. Kyler moves to second. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Kyler moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Gerges moves to third. It's 7-6, Cubs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush bunts towards the mound. French juggles the ball. That's an error on French. Gerges scores. Hartnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Herman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 6 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 3 for 6 in the game, with three singles. Lindstrom hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.